got you downtown here on a Wednesday show. It's 17 after 3 o'clock. I'm gonna tell you a story. Rich Kimble, Ryan Waning with you, the Pulse, WZON, and the WZON app. Your station for Red Sox baseball tonight, game two of the series with the Colorado Rockies. With more on the Red Sox, we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Alex Speer of the Boston Globe and the 108 Stitches blog, which is just great stuff. Alex, good to have you back with us.
Thanks, Rich.
Let's talk about something you had posted today that I thought was great. The Sox have crossed the bridge. What bridge have they crossed, and why does that mean good things for the future?
Well, it was, I think, just about almost 7 years ago that Theo Epstein articulated the notion of a bridge that the Red Sox were trying to get over, in which they would go from one developmental core, that was kind of the Pedroia, Lester Ellsbury, Papelbon group, to the next one. And the idea of the bridge was that it was supposed to be safe passage across those waters. It wasn't exactly the seamless transition from one excellent budding Red Sox core to the next, but nonetheless, through a lot of undulating landscape, the Red Sox have indeed traversed quite an interesting terrain and arrived at this point where they just have a staggering array of young position players, which is really striking when you look around the game and you realize how terrible most of the major free agent investments in position players have been. There used to be this kind of conventional wisdom that, you know, position players were safer free agent bets than pitchers. Well, if you look at the history of $100 million position players in free agency, it's absolutely awful. The recent season-ending injury to Josh Hamilton further underscores the point. And, you know, the Red Sox are in a position where they have five starting players who are all 26 and under in Jackie Bradley Jr., Travis Shaw, Mookie Betts, Xander Bogaerts, Christian Vasquez. That group is making a combined $3 million. They're all going to be under team control for another 3 years beyond this one at least. So it appears that the Red Sox have kind of finally gotten to the other side of that player development bridge with a pretty incredible pool of young talent.
Well, it's a nice view from this side of the bridge. As you look at that new core, who's the most surprising of all those young guys to be at the stage they're currently at?
Well, I think that you would probably view Shaw as the biggest surprise. Jackie Bradley Jr. Had a tremendous track record as an amateur and consistently throughout his minor league career. The only place where he had struggled was at the major league level. So he's kind of figured out some things that he had figured out at other levels in his career. But Travis Shaw is the one who's had a far more inconsistent path to this point. You know, he spent parts of three seasons in Double A. So the idea that he was going to emerge as an everyday player, you know, one who was among the major league leaders in OPS among third basemen, as an everyday third baseman, no less. That's startling. But you know, Christian Vasquez himself is also a pretty surprising story, in that most people have viewed him for years and years as not having a shot at being much more than a backup. But you know, he just kind of kept working and grinding through when there were a bunch of catchers in front of him, and ultimately kind of pushed through to forge his own place.
Alex, with Carson Smith going on the disabled list, it would seem that there's a spot in the back end of the bullpen for somebody to step into. And last night, Matt Barnes was just out there throwing seeds. If he can continue his development, do you think he'd be the right guy?
Well, I think that he's certainly a pretty prominent candidate. When you're sitting at 99 miles an hour with your average fastball in a game, then you're doing something. And Barnes, to me, clearly has taken a step forward in terms of his evident comfort in the role, the fact that he came to spring training knowing that he was a reliever, and he's a different pitcher this year in terms of his confidence, his power, his execution on the mound, in a way that does make him highly intriguing. Although we also shouldn't look past what Robbie Ross Jr. has done. As the Red Sox bullpen was just kind of disintegrating down the stretch last year, he and Tommy Lane were the two guys who were operating in a little bit of a different direction. Both of them were kind of solidifying their credentials as potential big league contributors. And Robbie Ross is, you know, throwing 95 from the left side with a pretty nasty slider that's making life miserable for lefties, and has been pretty effective against righties as well. So, you know, I would say that there are candidates for the Red Sox internally to be able to kind of address the you know to deal with the unplanned absence of Carson Smith from their bullpen.
Well, another guy who's pitched very well is Heath Hembree. Is there a chance that he's got the peripheral skills to move into a more high-leverage situation?
There is a chance. There were times when Hembree was being used in a reasonably prominent role. I do think that he's been more inconsistent of late, and with bullpens, it's always kind of a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately type of deal, unless you have someone with a lengthy track record who's very much established. So I think that in terms of pure stuff, you would put him probably behind the pure swing-and-miss stuff of, you know, what you think Barnes and Ross are, but, you know, you don't discount any possibility. He was really exceptional when he first came up this year, in a couple of those multi-inning outings.
Now, they seem to be in pretty good shape with starting pitching. If people can get healthy, some encouraging signs on Eduardo Rodriguez, but really looking to the future, how about the work done? You were tweeting about it earlier today by young Anderson Espinosa.
Well, you know, when you have an 18-year-old who's able to throw, you know, up to 100 or 101 miles an hour while sitting comfortably at 94 and then mixing in what looks like it should project as a major league quality, you know, swing and miss changeup and, you know, a major league average curveball, those are some pretty interesting raw materials. So he's clearly their best pitching prospect right now. He is also, you know, it would be almost outrageous, but, you know, probably not dismissed as a possibility, the idea that he could be in the majors by the end of 2017. I think that 2018 to 2019 is a more likely ETA, but, you know, if you're looking for the next really standout Red Sox homegrown starter, you probably have to look down as far as Espinosa in single A to get there.
We're talking with Alex Speer of the Boston Globe, and let's talk a little bit about what David Ortiz is doing, continues to do. Four more runs batted in last night. He is on a ridiculous pace for a 27-year-old, let alone a 40-year-old.
Yeah, it would be a historic pace for anyone in terms of extra base hits. So the fact that he's, you know, in line for about 115 extra base hits, that pace is likely to let up, but we're running out of adjectives.
and then when you look, we did this the other day, checking out the batting leaders in the American League. I don't remember the last time the Red Sox had three of the top four, and of course Jackie Bradley getting the attention for his hitting streak now, 28 games. But during that time period, no one's been hotter than Xander Bogaerts.
Well, Bradley has, and Ortiz has, which is what makes this so ridiculous? The fact that, you know, Xander Bogaerts by any other measure would be as hot a hitter as there is in the league. He is, of course, leading the American League in average. But, you know, all three of those guys have been just, I mean, that is why the Red Sox are off to this just obscene start to the year in which they're outscoring the rest of the league by, you know, by lengths.
Should the Red Sox fans be concerned at all with regression to the mean? Or do we have enough of a mean with these young guys to know where that lies?
We don't know where that mean lies. You know, that is to be determined. To expect this performance to continue would be probably a little bit greedy, but, you know, there's a lot of reason to believe that barring injuries, and if you're younger, then you're in a better position to remain healthy, that it should remain in the leadoff hits.